I want you to focus on the message today. And I want you to fix your heart. I want you to fix your spirit. I want you to fix your mind on what is unseen. You know, preacher, I have a hard time with that. That's our problem. You and I, way too often, we look at an individual and the exterior of that person or the personal vehicle God has given us to walk on planet Earth and to travel on planet Earth. God has always, though, from the beginning, told us to look to the Spirit, to look to the inside, to the heart of that individual. So when you and I look and fix our minds, I want you to fix it on the unseen. The true person that you look at is that physical body or that physical plant, let's put it that way, that you're looking at is not the person. How many times have you heard me say this over the past 20, going on 25 years now, of it is what's inside. Christ looks on the inside. And as he looks, what does he see? If I fix my mind on what is seen, I am going to have a heartbreak. Because what is seen doesn't appear or continue in the way that we're looking at it. You remember what you looked like when you were a kid? You remember what you looked like when you were a teenager? You remember all of the people that were around you and how they looked, and now as we grow older and older and older, we're saying, "Wait, is that you, Larry Pete? Well, I didn't recognize you. You used to have hair." And of course, we tried to cheer one another up, and I say, "Yeah, you used to have teeth." The outside, the exterior changes. You're a spirit. Fix your eyes on what is unseen. I have loved ones that have gone on. I will see them again. I will recognize them again. I will know them again. And they are going to be made in the image of God, that glorified body, that glorified spirit. And God says, I want you to see them. But Larry, don't hold on to them here, because they're not in that body. They have gone. Fix your eyes on what you do not see, on the Spirit. Spirit cannot die. God says, I'm going to speak to you in your heart. I can't see God. I have never visibly placed my eyes upon Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, but I know Him. I have Him in me. I have Him in my heart. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. And he tells us, I want you to do this, and whatever it is, we need to be doing it. There's a reason for it. There's a reason you tell your child, stay away from the hot stove. There's a reason for it. And we learn to pay attention, or we get burned in life. Listen to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Why? For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Everything about your existence that you can't see, that's the only thing that's eternal. You, that real you that is on the inside, you are eternal. That real you that is in there talking to the real Christ, that's eternal. The outside's going to leave. It's going to fade. It's going to falter. It's going to break and break and break because it's temporary. Now, why would God give me a temporary body? Well, in the beginning, we were not created to ever die. That's what sin does. Sin brings death. But in the beginning, it was not so. Look how our bodies healed itself. How your body will heal itself. Did a lot better job of doing that a few thousand years back. But God created us that way. But because of sin, the body must die. But man will never die. The good, the bad, the ugly. Never die. We will exist throughout eternity. One of two places, heaven or hell. There's no in-between. The Bible does not teach an in-between. We will dwell eternally in one of two places. Choose wisely. In Christ is heaven. Outside of Christ is a place called hell. I can't go there. I can't even visit there because I belong to Jesus. I'd always said that the only way that I'm going to ever go to hell is if Jesus has a tour. But I don't read that in Scripture. So I'm not going. But you know what? I don't want anybody else to either. This past week I was asked to be a part of a group for a TV thing. And it was interesting to me of how all of us think. Every one of us want to help. I want to help the addiction. I want to help those individuals who are broken for whatever reason in life, whether it's PTSD or whatever it is. I don't care what it is. I want to help. But folks, you listen to me. The purpose of the church is to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
All the rest of it, I'm ready and willing to do. But I am not ready and willing to turn the church into a psych ward. I'm not ready and willing to say, okay, this is our main focus. It is not. My main focus is to keep people out of hell. And the only way people stay out of this place called hell is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. So therefore, the purpose of the church is to talk about the unseen. Well, I don't really catch that. Well, I don't really catch it either. I haven't got to see it. I read about the unseen. I read about heaven. What little there is in Scripture that tells of the streets and of the river and, you know, all of the greatness of the pearls and all. Do I think it's going to look like that? No. I think that God is relating to you and me, focusing on what we can understand. If I've never seen it, how can I relate to it? So God says, well, let me give you this. Gold is pure. So I want you to know it's pure, the streets are. But I know it exists. And I know that I'm excited about it now. How excited am I going to be when I get there? Woo! I haven't even seen it yet. And I get excited. But my whole focus must be fixed on what I cannot see. The loved one that has gone on. Fix your mind on that spirit. You know the spirit. It's that real person, that spirit. He, she is all alive. Anyone who said yes to Jesus Christ is there. They're waiting. And you get to eat with them. And you get to talk with them. And God says, fix your minds on what you cannot see. I can see death, the physical body. I see it. I can see the law, the rules. I can see the law of God. But I cannot keep it. What I see, I can't do anything about. But it is what I do not see. I don't see Jesus, but there's victory in Jesus. There's victory in His power. There's strength there. There's healing there. Don't you dare tell me that Jesus Christ is not still in the healing business. I know it. I may have buttons all over the place up here, but I'll tell you what. I got a Savior that gave somebody the mind to put those buttons there. And the Lord said, I want you listening to me. When I tell you to get spiritual, I'm not telling you to get out of here in fantasy world. I'm telling you to get in the real world. For the real world you haven't even seen. The real power is unseen. The real walk, you haven't walked it. The real talk, you haven't heard it. It's spiritual. It's of another world. But that other world belongs to Jesus, and that other world belongs to me. I inherited it. I didn't earn it. It's a gift from God. A pure gift from God. Larry, I'm giving you eternal life. I can't tear the wrapper off. I can't shake the box. I can't even try to talk somebody into telling me what's in it. Because it's unseen. But I know it's there. I know it's there. Because Jesus happens to be the power and the victory of my life. Nothing else. He and He alone. 1 Corinthians 15, 56 and 57. The sting of death is sin. Sin leads to death. This body dies because Adam sinned. Sin leads to death. The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin is the law. Now, what was going on with the law? Was not the law good? Yes. Yes. It was good for God to show us that you can't keep it. There's a Savior coming. His name is Jesus. He's my Son. You can't see Him, but He will indwell you. He will die for you. He will forgive you. He will take your punishment. He will give every drop of His blood for you. And you can't see Him. He's spiritual. He's unseen. But He's the only God in your life that you should allow to be there. The God of this world you can see. Give me, give me, give me, get. Take, take, take. And the God of the universe, Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God, you know what He says? Give, give, give. And then give some more. You give out your love, and I'll give you more to give. I like giving out love. I like hugging. I like watching a child's eyes sparkle with excitement. I love giving them gifts. I fuss at parents all the time. Cut that kid some slack. And then I get out of the room because I know that kid's going to go off. But the fact is, Jesus truly does love us. He puts up with us. The power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, He gives us. Do you see anywhere in Scripture where you earn it? Do you see anywhere in Scripture where you worked hard for it? I said Jesus worked pretty hard on that cross for just my sins. He paid the price. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, our brother Randy, ought to be a song called Victory in Jesus. And we ought to get excited about victory in Jesus. We need to understand, I might not be able to see Him. You cannot see Him either. But He is real. He is in your heart. He will lift you up. He will put you back together. When you're broken spiritually, have you ever just been, we call it heartbroken? That's spiritual breaking. I'm just heartbroken. I'm broken deep within. I can't see that brokenness. I can see the brokenness on Webster. We ain't never going to get that leg right. I can see the brokenness on Webster. I see the brokenness on me and many of us. But you cannot see my brokenness on the inside. I cannot see your brokenness on the inside. It's unseen. So how can I fix something that's unseen that I can't look at, that I don't understand? I can't, but Jesus can, Jesus has, Jesus will, and He shall continue to do that very thing in your life. I got you fixed. And let me tell you something. When Jesus gets you fixed spiritually, all hell doesn't want to be around you. You see, the more you live for Jesus, the more you scare Satan. Jesus had already kicked him out of heaven. He already knows he's defeated. And here he walks up to you to nail you with something. And what do you see? Jesus. Wow, Brother Randy, there ought to be a song about when others see Jesus in you. There ought to be a message that continues. Let others see Jesus in you. You can only do that spiritually. You can only do that through the love in your heart. When I tell you all I love you, I love you. And that means that I will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't care if they send me to prison and doing it. I'll have revival in prison and get excited over it. But that's what you and I are to be about. We're to be about the unseen because it's the only thing that's real. The Savior that awaits me is the Savior in me. The Savior I get excited over, you can't see. I will be glad to introduce you to Him. And I can't see Him either. Do you know Jesus? Who's Jesus? He's the one who was born for you. He died for you. He conquered death for you. And by the way, when you say yes to Him, He's coming back to get you. You think Jesus is going to leave you out there? You talk about no man left behind. Listen, folks, I'm gone before this body hits the floor, like Brother Randy was saying. I'm not going to be in here. Y'all just move it out of the way. And you sit back and you listen to the shouting. You got to listen off because I'm gone quick. And I'm going to be shouting in glory. I'll even be singing and carrying a tune. Woo! But you know, Brother Randy, I think it'll be a tune I've never heard. It'll be words that I did not know exist. Why, it'll be heavenly. It will be heavenly. Well, Larry Peet sang a heavenly song. Well, he never could do that when he is alive. That's because what's real is waiting for me. It's unseen. So I must fix my mind on what is unseen. For what is unseen is the only thing that's truly real. We think about heaven a lot, don't we? We should. Well, actually, let me tell you something. God says, a wise man thinks about death often. A wise man thinks about death often. The fool just lives for the moment. Huh? Because you see, the separation period is the period of what true life is. We think we know true love. You ain't seen nothing yet. The understanding that Christ is going to give us. What does it take? It takes faith in me believing in what I don't see. Faith in what I can't see. Faith that Jesus is exactly who He says He is. Faith that Jesus is going to do exactly what He said He would do. Faith to look beyond what I see. To look to the heavens, to look around me. Folks, you are not alone. The Spirit of Christ that dwells in you encircles you with protection from His own angels. That's right. Jesus, when He says, I'm watching after you, the Scripture tells us He is a sign. The angels, you know what their job is? To watch over you and me. Now, I don't know how many that God has assigned me. But I know if it's not a whole bunch, they're working overtime. But I can say the same thing about you all, especially the ones I know. And God looks at us and says, that's how much I love you. You see, we've got to look spiritual. Look to what we can't see. Look beyond what is physical. Faith is the certainty of what is unseen. Listen, Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's what faith is. Sure of what I hope for and certain of what we do not see. I'm going to make a new pen. I'm going to design it. The Lord has laid this on my heart for years. And after I do that, I'm going to give every one of you one of them. But I can tell you exactly the way it's going to look. There is going to be a circle of like a vine folded in a circle. I want to fix within that vine that is a circle. I'm going to fix on that vine that's a circle areas that look like thorns coming out of that vine. And at the top, I'm going to have promise of today. And at the bottom, hope for tomorrow. Promise of today, hope for tomorrow. And right in the center of that's going to be the cross. It's going to be the cross. That's the image that I have. Promise of today, hope for tomorrow. Oh, that crown that Jesus wore, that crown of thorns, He took that for me. He took that for me. He said, Larry, I promise you today. And in that promise I'll give you tomorrow. Hope! You look to me, for I'm coming soon. I'm not talking about the second coming. I'm not talking about the rapture. I'm talking about at the point that I leave this body is through here on planet Earth. But you can count on this, Larry Pete ain't through in eternity. You see, the day I leave this body is the day that we call death on earth. What you see is the death of a body. What I see and what God teaches us is the beginning of a new life, a continuation of eternity. Eternity had no beginning, and eternity has no ending. And you and I are right in the middle, living life through faith. John 20, verse 29. Again, I remind you, because you are the church, we are the body of Christ, we are the bride of Jesus. And of all generations, remember, the key focus from Old Testament, from all the prophecies, all the way through the Bible, is the church age. The age you're in right now. Christian, you hear me? When Jesus came and He died on that cross for you, you became of all generations most blessed. I'm talking about all generations most blessed. Even the prophets of old will not be resurrected before you. Listen, John 20, verse 29. Then Jesus told him, "Hey, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed," or in the Greek, "how much more blessed, how much more blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Believe what? Believe the unseen. Believe the impossible. Because you see, with God, all things are possible. When Jesus says go, you go. You're going to mess up. You messed up when you started thinking about it. Yeah, you're going to mess up. You're going to stumble. You're going to fall. I got news for you. Flat on your face. You're going to fall. And in that fall, you're going to find a dear friend that sticks closer than a brother. You know what He's going to do? All right, Larry P., come on. Let's get up. Now, don't be ornery about it. Because I've had the Lord yell at me, "You're not going to feel comfortable with that. Get off your face and stand up like a man. Stand up like a man that's held up by Christ." That's what it's about. It's the promise. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise Your holy name, give You thanks for all that goes on. within our life, all the good, all the bad. We praise you, dear Heavenly Father, that you love me when I'm wrong as much as you love me when I'm right. Thank you, Father, for just loving me. Now help me to love others the way you love me. Give each of us, Father, the strength to stand, the courage to speak, the holy boldness to move. For I ask that, Father, for each one of your children. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.